This article, written by Steve Lundeberg, is A Meal of Hope and Dignity, Pay What You Can Cafe Serves the Community. At Cafe Esperanza, the power of simply having options brings hope to life. This isn't a soup kitchen where people get in line and are getting whatever we give you, said chef and kitchen manager Angelique Gilliard. We give the people the choice in what they have. You can have your sandwich toasted if you want, the whole sandwich, or just the bread. If you want soup, great. If you want to take your meal home, that's fine too. Choice means dignity, said Emily Wolf, the cafe's hospitality manager. Cafe Esperanza is affiliated with Hope Lutheran Church in Reading, Pennsylvania, a city of 88,000 where the median household income is 32,000 and one-third of the residents live in poverty. Emily Wolf's mother, Mary, the cafe's founder, has served as pastor of Hope for nearly 15 years. Cafe Esperanza evolved from a community meal the church began offering 7 years ago. We also have a food pantry on Tuesdays, and we would worship around tables, Mary said, but it always felt like a soup kitchen. We'd built community, but we wanted something different, something high quality. Hope's congregation worships in a 116-year-old stone building on an island in a sea of row homes in a dozen blocks east of the Schuylkill River. Adjacent to the church parking lot is a row home bequeathed to Hope by a neighborhood woman. Following $180,000 in renovations, that home has become Cafe Esperanza. We got the idea to do something where we could actually offer someone a restaurant experience, Mary said. Our area is three-quarters Latino and the rest divided between Black and Anglo, and we wanted to do something that would bring people from all walks of life together. Cafe Esperanza, Esperanza is Spanish for hope, joins more than 60 other restaurants in the One World Everybody Eats network, formed to address the food insecurity that affects roughly 1 in 5 households in the U.S. The Pay What You Can model works, not just because of donations and volunteers, but also because, contrary to what some people might expect, customers really do tend to pay whatever they can. They strive to promote interpersonal connection, diversity, compassion, respect, and inclusion while offering groups such as Hope the guidance to start and operate restaurants. We wanted to open in spring of 2020, but due to COVID, we had to postpone it for a year, Emily said. And during that year, we shifted the focus to serving meals in our parking lot, along with some deliveries. Everything was free, although we did occasionally receive donations. Angelique made restaurant meals to go twice a week. We served more than 10,000 of them, and we forged a relationship with their neighborhood. Volunteers baked for us, farms brought us bountiful organic produce, and some local businesses were very generous with their products. In addition to dishing up soup, salad, sandwiches, rice bowls, and pastries, Cafe Esperanza serves trade fair coffee from Four Monkeys Coffee in nearby Kutztown, Pennsylvania. The Wolves and the Gilliards also hope the Cafe Espresso machine will be a training tool, preparing young volunteers for paying jobs as baristas. Gilliard, daughter of a New York chef, says she was raised in a kitchen and she plans to offer cooking classes up as a part of the feeding ministry. We want people in the neighborhood to have a chance to learn to make different things, she said, citing hand-rolled pasta as one example. Staffed mostly by volunteers, the cafe is open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and the organizers plan to add weekend brunches. They aim to serve food that's local, organic, and seasonal, while cutting back waste as close to zero as possible. A nearby YMCA and shelter have taken leftover meals from Cafe Esperanza, and the kitchen offers separate bins for composting, recycling, and trash. The cafe seats about 30, with the community table, a signature of the OWEE establishments, to encourage connection and interaction. Café Esperanza is affiliated with the church, but is not an official ministry of the church, he said. One reason is that so people of all faiths and no faiths can feel welcome. Café Esperanza has been awarded grants by multiple ELCA ministries, including World Hunger, Disability Ministries, Deaconess Communities, Lutheran Disaster Response, and the Northeastern Penn Synod. We've also been generously supported by many local foundations, congregations, both ELCA and Full Communion partners, and donations from many generous individuals. We don't have a cool name for our neighborhood. We're just there in the middle of a packed-in row homes, densely populated, and we wanted to provide a place that's so good, so interesting, that people would actually cross the bridges and come into our neighborhood.